Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Once in a while, my inbox gets flooded with a story that everyone recognizes. Steve, this is something you're going to do. I'm certain of it, but just thought I'd let you know. So this is a story that is like that. But the interesting thing is that it hit my inbox first a couple days ago. And I actually waited because I had some other stories that happened. And I'm glad I did because a major development happened to this story that changed the way it played out. But it's still an amazing story. It takes place in Highland Park, Michigan. And Highland Park is a town that is completely surrounded by Detroit. So if you look at a map of Detroit, you'll see, oh, there's Highland Park. And it's literally, I believe, completely surrounded by Detroit. But Highland Park is also famous for a few other reasons. It used to be a center of automobile manufacturing. Henry Ford did a lot of work in Highland Park in the early days. Chrysler did also. Actually, well into the 90s, believe it or not, Chrysler had a presence in Highland Park. And I know that because the attorney I dealt with when I sued Chrysler had an office in Highland Park. And I also know the Chrysler turbine car program. Much of that work was also done in Highland Park, but that was in the 80s and earlier. So Highland Park is something that it's a town that everyone in Michigan is quite aware of. But also they had financial troubles a few years ago. Now, they apparently tried to file bankruptcy, but they didn't get the bankruptcy approved. However, they were appointed an emergency manager. And so the state actually had to kind of, in essence, step in and run the city for a while. Their finances were so bad they couldn't pay their electric bills. And at one point in time, somebody came in and removed all of the streetlights because there was a dispute about payment of some sort. And so a lot of weird things happened in Highland Park, including this story. Highland Park to return seized building after asking for new police cars in exchange. Now, if I asked you to interpret that headline, giving you no facts, you'd go, wait a second, Highland Park seized a building. Well, I guess so. You can seize anything. So legally, they can seize a building on some level. If they've got the right to do it, there's ways to seize a building. The question is, did they have a right to seize the building? Why did they seize the building? But what's the asking for new police cars in exchange all about? That's where it really falls apart. But the seizure itself was probably also wrong. And Ross Jones wrote this story for 7 Action News in Detroit, WXYZ, a cool set of call letters there. The city of Highland Park will return a building it seized more than 16 months ago and later offered to return to its owners if they purchased the city 2 new police vehicles. So when we talk about seizing a building and returning a building, the building's not going anyplace. It's the legal right to enter the building. But this is what happened. The building got seized, ostensibly, by Highland Park, and the owner said, that's not right. What can we do to get our building back? And somebody said, buy us 2 new police cars and we'll give you your building back, which sounds like blackmail, except that they said it was civil asset forfeiture. So the reversal comes a day after 7 Action News investigation revealed the deal that city leaders called rotten and was resisted even by the city's own police officers. So the owner of the building, the husband and wife, said they offered to give us the building back for 2 police cars. Not 1, 2 police cars. The building is 13,000 square feet. It was formerly a church, but it got closed. And city attorney said Highland Park would return it if the couple bought the city 2 new Ford vehicles for about $70,000 for its police department. The couple would also have to stop growing in the building, and they're using it as a grow operation. They say they have the legal right to do that. Highland Park says they don't, and that was the basis of the seizure. As Highland Park said, they do not have the right to do that in the building. The couple did not purchase the vehicles, and they sued the city in an attempt to regain their building. Now their attorney said he received a call from the city attorney informing him the building will now be released, but no reason was given. So this is crazy. The property on Hamilton is going to be returned to my client, the attorney said. There's clearly no respect of the Constitution or people's rights, but there appears to be a fear of the media because it took a call from you and a story for them to do the right thing. So this has been going on for over a year. And it's just insane. But once the TV station got involved and other media outlets picked this up, Reason.com covered it. I'm covering it. once it got into the media, Highland Park realized, oh, wait, this might not be a good look for us, even though the city hasn't had a good look in 20 years. The city, by the way, is also the city featured in Gran Torino with Clint Eastwood. And that house that they show him in, if that were in Highland Park, which I think it may have been, it would have been one of the nicest houses in town. The city's in a real bad way. Forfeiture attorneys contacted by 7 Action News said Highland Park's request was highly unusual, if not unheard of. One attorney who's handled dozens of forfeiture cases said, the problem with it is we're always challenged that it's policing for a profit, that the police are going to make all this money off of that. Well, this is saying that out loud. So again, the city seizes the building and says, we're taking your building because you're using it for an unlawful purpose. Civil asset forfeiture. The people go, is there any way we can get it back? Yes, buy us 2 new police cars. Now, some people might have this thought occur to them and say, wait a second, Steve, wouldn't it have been smarter to say, just give us 70 grand in cash? But I guess asking for cash makes it look so obviously like a bribe that when you say, no, no, buy us 2 new police cars, it doesn't look so much like a bribe, but it looks like a crazy request. Why not 3? Why not a whole fleet of police cars? Despite seizing the property, some city leaders seemed unclear on basic facts surrounding the case. The mayor told Channel 7 investigator Ross Jones that the couple had been criminally charged over their use of the building. He told the reporter, my city attorney charged them, as far as I know. Through a spokesperson, the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office confirmed that the city's warrant request had not been acted on. So they may have taken steps towards charging them, but they were never charged. Other elected leaders in Highland Park expressed outrage over the mayor and city attorney's behavior. That's rotten, said City Council President Carlton Clyburn. I mean, that's not the way to do it. Clyburn, meanwhile, is also running to be the city's next mayor. And the current mayor will not be seeking another term. Clyburn said there's a word for that. Extortion. You can't just negotiate like that because there's a process. Even though they're getting their building back, the couple still have a lawsuit against the city. It's unclear what it might end up costing taxpayers, but for the cash-strapped city, any price would be too high. But they were without their building for over a year, so they're entitled to something for that. It's sad, their attorney said. It's sad that the people of Highland Park have to live with an administration that has no respect for constitutional rights, but a fear of the media. And that is quite sad. And so I saw several different stories in the media about this. And the weird part about it was that the seizure was not executed by police officers. I think some people from the city just came over, knocked on the door and said, we're taking your building. And the interesting thing is that I believe under Michigan law, the only way to do that and have it take effect, if it's a state case, would be have the county prosecutor file the forfeiture documents and paperwork. And that would be Kim Worthy, the prosecutor who's mentioned in this case. And they asked her about the warrant, and they had not processed the warrant. But in another story I saw about this, someone asked her, by the way, did your office do anything with the seizure and the forfeiture? And she said, no, not at all. And so there's a real big question mark as to what made people from the city think they can just walk up, knock on the door, and say, we're seizing your building. And no criminal charges ever got filed. There may have been paperwork turned in, but I'm talking about the actual filing of charges with a court and so on, actual process. But then also to just so overtly, blatantly say, we'll give you your building back if you buy us 2 police cars. What are we, Christmas shopping? And, you know, it's crazy because I'm very familiar with Highland Park. My office used to be in Royal Oak on Woodward Avenue, and Woodward Avenue runs right through Highland Park. And when I taught at the University of Detroit, I would often drive down Woodward Avenue just because it was a simpler drive. I'd get in my car, just drive south, take it all the way downtown. And I'd pass through Highland Park, and there are portions of it that are just pure blight. Look up the word blight in the dictionary, and it'll have just photographs of Highland Park. And it's sad because the city used to be a bustling, thriving city. And what happened to it is, in many respects, what happened to a lot of other cities that were really dependent on the auto industry. And so at one point in time, Ford had a huge presence and Chrysler had a huge presence, which means that there were good jobs in the town. A lot of people lived in the town who worked there. They spent their money there. The businesses also paid taxes there, so they had a big, big tax base. And so in those times, I'm talking about the 30s, 40s, 50s, the town was bustling and the neighborhoods were hopping. And you know, there weren't burned out buildings on every block. And so over time, a lot of that stuff left. And, you know, Ford shifted their manufacturing elsewhere, and now they're located in Dearborn with their headquarters. Chrysler, of course, moved their headquarters further north, a county away. And when they left, a lot of the jobs left and a lot of the tax base left. And so cities have got to deal with that. And anybody who's an attorney my age in Michigan, Southeast Michigan, who ever practiced law in Highland Park District Court will know that the courthouse, which they no longer use, was a building across the street from a fire station, and there's a dead-end street, and there were parking meters on the street that were all vandalized and abused. And I remember, for instance, getting a ticket, a parking ticket, for parking at a vandalized meter you couldn't put money into. And I just walked back into court with the ticket, and I showed it to the judge, and I'm like, I can't get a ticket for parking at a meter I can't put money in. And there was a time right before they left that building when there were windows in the building covered with cardboard and duct tape. And the ceiling leaked, and it was a two-story building. And I remember one day going to court on a case, and there were other cases being heard that day, and I remember seeing a discussion take place at the base of the staircase in the building, because there's one set of stairs to get to the upstairs. And a woman was talking to a court officer and saying, how do I get upstairs? Because she was in a wheelchair. And two bailiffs came and picked her up and carried her upstairs. And no elevator, obviously. And once you're in the courtroom, the ceiling leaked. They had buckets on the floor. I'm not making this up. Buckets on the floor and water dripping into the buckets while you're in court. Judge walks in, by the way, a very, very nice judge. I liked the guy a lot. Very, very smart. Took his job very seriously. He just happened to be in possibly the worst courthouse in the Western Hemisphere. And a year or two later, they sent out notices and said, this district court is moving to a building on Woodward Avenue. They moved into a slightly nicer building. But, I mean, all the windows had glass and the roof didn't leak. But that's what happened and became of that city. And I know that later years, when Detroit went through bankruptcy at one point in time, Highland Park tried to file for bankruptcy, but apparently to get a municipality into bankruptcy is a little trickier. It didn't happen, but the state appointed them an emergency manager to come in and try to straighten things out. And so I don't know how much that got straightened out. All I know is a year and a half ago, they knocked on some guy's building and said, we're seizing your building, and if you want it back, buy us two police cars. And if you'd said to me, Steve, pick a town in Michigan that is so messed up where that might happen, I would have gotten it in two or three guesses. I would have. There's no question. I would have guessed Highland Park as a possibility. So there you go. Highland Park will return the seized building after asking for new police cars in exchange. They didn't get their police cars, but they're giving the building back. Ross Jones wrote that for WXYZ-TV, and this story is sent to me by, get ready, Todd, Bethany, John, Scott, Gray Fox, Michael, Rowland, Jay, Ernie, Jay, Rod, Joe, Joseph, Harold, Suze, Brett, Anna, Paul, Christopher, J.H., Steve, Rob, Robert, Jeffrey, Chris, Charles, Dan, Gary, Greg, Dano, Chris, Leon, Christopher, Silverio, Bill, Jerry, James, Jeff, Stephen, Randy, Ghostwriter, and Dennis. Questions or comments, please put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Flat Earthers? The only thing they have to fear is sphere itself.